Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Job 6, 1 to 2 and 20 to 26. Job chapter 6, verse 1 to 2 and 20 to 26. Then Job replied, "If only my anguish could be weighed and all my misery be placed on the scales. They are distressed because they had been confident. They arrived there only to be disappointed. Now you too have proved to be of no help. You see something dreadful and are afraid. Have I ever said, 'Give something on my behalf, pay a ransom for me from your wealth, deliver me from the hand of the enemy, rescue me from the clutches of the ruthless? Teach me, and I will be quiet. Show me where I have been wrong. How painful are honest words, but what do your arguments prove? Do you mean to correct what I say and treat my desperate words as wind?'" My theme for reflection is the weight of suffering and the need for compassion. The weight of suffering and the need for compassion. In Job 6, 1 to 2 and 20 to 26, we find Job at one of his lowest points, expressing the immense weight of his suffering. He feels crushed under the burden of his misery, longing for understanding and compassion, but instead he receives only criticism and correction from his friends. Job's anguish is so deep that he wishes it could be measured on a scale, as if to show the true extent of his pain to those who fail to comprehend it. Job sarcastically questions his friends, asking if he ever demanded anything from them, money, ransom, or rescue. All he wanted was their sympathy, someone to stand with him in his darkest hour. Yet all he received were harsh words and judgment. His friends, instead of offering comfort, treated his desperate cries as meaningless wind, failing to provide the empathy that Job so desperately needed. My dear friends, this passage speaks powerfully to our contemporary experiences of suffering. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the weight of your problems to the point where it feels like a crushing burden on your shoulders? Perhaps it is a relationship that is falling apart, a career that has taken an unexpected downturn, a sickness that persists despite all efforts to find healing, or a deep personal or communal adversity. In these moments of intense pain and confusion, we may, like Job, feel abandoned by those we expected to stand by us. The lesson here is twofold. First, it is a reminder that our suffering is real and valid. Like Job, we may feel the need to express the depth of our pain and to have it acknowledged by others. Second, this passage calls us to be compassionate toward those who are suffering. Job's friends failed him by treating his pain as insignificant, by offering reproof instead of empathy. In our communities, we are called to be the kind of friends who listen, who sit in silence when needed, and who offer support without judgment. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do you respond when someone close to you is going through deep suffering? Do you offer empathy and support, or are you quick to give advice and correction? Number two, in your own times of suffering, how do you feel when others dismiss or downplay your pain? How can you seek and offer the kind of compassionate presence that truly supports those in need. Merciful God, we come before you with hearts that carry burdens, some seen and others hidden deep within. Just as Job cried out in his pain, we too lift our voices to you, seeking comfort and understanding. Forgive us for the times we have failed to show compassion to those who are hurting, for the moments when we offered criticism instead of care. Help us to be the kind of friends who listen, who empathize, and who offer our presence without judgment. Teach us to bear one another's burdens as you bear ours, and may we always seek your peace in the midst of our suffering. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.